At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Gator, how do you feel about guy who left the game early, missed the whole comeback, calling up irate about how
bad
Brad Holmes has had every opportunity to make them better? How do you feel about that guy?
Okay, so there are two things. One, because
we were up against
things.
A hard break.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because I really wanted to get into that. He's talking about how, you know, they're bad fans and a good fan base. And he was like, the good fan base is the one that's going to hold Brad Holmes' feet to the fire, and the bad fan base. And I'm like, wait a minute. Which part are you? Because you left the game. You want to talk about a bad fan? You literally left the game.
You missed the best part.
I couldn't handle it anymore. And what did they do? You missed a comeback win in epic fashion with a 69-yard touchdown run to start overtime. And then Hutchinson gets a sack on fourth down to completely end a game. All right. The other part was you said that with Holmes that
what he was had every opportunity.
Every opportunity. How do we know he had every opportunity? All there was a trade deadline. The only way you have opportunities is if there's another team that's willing to trade players that you wanted to get or trade for. We don't know that was the case.
Remember the conversation. What you're supposed to do is call up Cleveland and say, we would like Myles Garrett. We're not trading him. But I want him.
Right.
Yeah, but we're not trading. But I want him. So look,
and of course it was different at the deadline. The shift, things had shifted from wanting the rush end to wanting an offensive lineman, and we saw one offensive lineman traded. And we don't know is if there was a pool of offensive linemen that were available. We don't know if Zeitler was available. You know, a lot of these teams that have the players that might be rental players to get in a trade, those teams might hang on to those players because they get draft compensation afterwards. That might be more valuable than the pick that they would get in trade. So it's hard to see.
It's a very safe place to be to say, I don't think this team's going to win because you basically get the field. The question, and you can't really answer, we can't answer whether or not they're going to win it, but we can say, do they have a chance? And I do think they still have a chance to do some very special things this year. But, you know, there's a battle in sports talk radio oftentimes about who has higher standards.
Right.
And that previous caller had higher standards.
By the way, on a somewhat related note, Trey Hendrickson is still out, by the way, for the Bengals. He's ruled out for Thursday's game along with T. Higgins. Joe Burrow is expected to play.
Is he?
For the Bengals.
Herb in Dearborn, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Herb?
What up, fellas?
Hey.
Listen, real quick, my temp is... I want to give it to Tom Gores because as bad as the Pistons were doing years ago, he did all the things he needed to do to make them a contender. So I have to give it to him, which is out of the box. And my chump is all of these living room general managers just calling in here chumping Brad Holmes. Like you guys, I'm piggybacking on what you guys are saying. Nobody knows what happens with these phone calls. Nobody knows what was asked for in return. It's a lot of teams make think that they were desperate and was holding them up, because you know it's a lot of calls were like, well, can we get Gibbs? Can we get LaPorta? Can, you know, it's a lot of teams probably wanted to hold them up knowing that they needed these positions. So nobody knows how hard he tried. Nobody knows was in the room during these phone calls. Last year, you can probably poll everybody that was chumping to him today, and last year, none of them would have chumped him when they was 15-2. And my take on how the Lions season is going is maybe they haven't peaked yet. I think they peaked too early last year. So maybe it's a chance that they're going to get better and they're going to peak at the right time when they need to peak and not flame on the playoffs.
Well, Herb, look, there's maybe it's a mistake by me, and I'm looking in the mirror here a little bit. The last 3 years, we've seen them for long stretches of time play better than this team is playing, and they've blocked better up front and given Goff more time. Is it a mistake by me to care what happened the last couple of years with Amon-Ra and Jared and Aiden Hutchinson and guys who are getting any kind of criticism today? The interior of the offensive line is something I have hope can get better. Let me start there. The Armageddon scenario with that group is that Goff takes a hit and goes down.
Yes.
That's the Armageddon scenario. And every time he gets hit, my first thought is get up. We'll deal with 3rd and 11 later. Get up. Please get up. Because, you know, you don't want him taking any more hits than necessary. That is the, you know, the DEFCON 1 reality. Or DEFCON 5. I think it's DEFCON 1.
Yeah, it's like watching Baker Mayfield last night. If you're a Bucs fan, you're like, oh, God, get him out of the game. I don't care if he's cleared by the tent. Don't let him come back in. And he comes back in, gets knocked down again, has to go back out.
What do you call him? He called him armchair or living room GMs?
Yeah.
Look, I don't think he's above criticism. And I've had my questions, too.
No,
but chumping him seems like a lot. I'm just going to tell you, he's going to win chump of the week.
Wow. I don't think he should. I think it's completely unnecessary at this point in time. After the Lions win, I wouldn't come anywhere close to doing that. Now, as far as armchair GMing is concerned, mm-hmm. I think it's what we all do. We're all entitled to our opinions. Yep. You can have yours, and this is why we opened up the phones and text at 248-539-9797. You can have your say and try to defend your point.
We go to Mike in Detroit. You're next. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I will go kind of piggyback on what the gentleman just said. You know, granted, you guys are very smart. You know, you probably, you know, more a lot about football than I do, you know, in terms of, you know, you got a former player than you're a host. But I just want to ask the question, has the current management of the Detroit Lions, have they done anything that you actually would say, you know what? I give this a stamp of approval. And the reason why I say that, I'm 71 years old, and this is probably the most time that I've really enjoyed, even doing Barry Sanders. So my question, has this team, management team, done anything that you could say, this is the reason why the Lions are in the position right now?
A ton.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about elite players identification and drafting. They've been great in the draft, comparatively speaking, right? If you compare it to the rest of the league, the Lions have crushed the draft.
Yeah,
is that what you're looking for, Mike?
See, the only reason why I say this, if I can just say this right quick, I remember when the Pistons were building, when Chuck Daly was here, and when they drafted Isaiah, which I didn't want him because I didn't like Indiana. But then they picked up Joe Dumars, and then they picked up Dennis Rodman. And before you know it, the rest is history. And I'm kind of praying and hoping that this is what this be with the Detroit Lions.
Well, they're putting it together, and they're going to need some other pieces for sure. They're going to need other pieces to develop on this team, on this current roster. Whether they win the Super Bowl this year is to be determined. I think this is definitely still a work in progress, and they need more development from the offensive line. I'm looking forward to seeing what the defense is going to look like in the next few games because it seems like they're getting everybody back together and healthy, which would be awesome. But as far as what Brad Holmes has done as a GM to build this team and what Dan Campbell has done with him to, you know, when these two minds get together and talk about what they want the vision of the team to be, they've completely changed the culture of this franchise in just a matter of a couple of seasons. I mean, you could tell from the moment that they hit the field that it was different, and it took a while for them to win that first game. And once they did, you saw the confidence build with the team, and they turned that into a winning season in season two, and then, you know, division champs in seasons three and four. And here they are in season five, and they've continued to add to the talent pool. They're rewarding the players they drafted early on that are star players with big contracts to keep them and secure a strong future for years to come. I love what they've done. I haven't loved everything that they've done.
Oh, God.
They've got some big time misses when it comes to the draft, whether it was Levi Enzarike or other players on this that they've drafted, Broderick Martin, among others, and Hendon Hooker. There have been some misses, but there have been more hits. And the hits that they've gotten in the first couple rounds have been really exciting. That draft they had in 2023 has completely turned things around to where they are today. When they were able to trade back from 6 to 12 and still get Jahmyr Gibbs, and when they took Jahmyr Gibbs, nobody was happy with it except for the Detroit Lions.
We took a boatload of calls.
I think the large percentage was in the what did they just do drafting a running back, and then following that up with what did they just do with another first-round pick and an off-ball linebacker when they set themselves up with Gibbs, Campbell, LaPorta, and Brian Branch all in the same draft in the first two rounds.
They traded back and got an extra pick. Here was my note from the show the next day. So apparently, Brad Holmes went from a draft ninja at 8:45 to a moron by 10 p.m. And that was based on who he took. People were not happy across the board with the Gibbs pick. Some people were. And at the time, I wrote it down. We can complain all we want until we see that guy contribute to wins in huge football games. Then it becomes, you don't care what position he plays. But I also, all over my show sheet, it says, there are no such things. You shouldn't have hard and fast rules.
Yeah, now Jahmyr Gibbs has like 40 touchdowns in his career in 3 years, not even 3 years.
It looks like the most dangerous weapon in football.
Yeah.
97-1.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Moral loss yesterday and a Lions victory, 34-27. Huge game on Thursday. We'll preview that game a little bit more in depth. Some things we haven't talked about yet. You and I used to make fun of, was it Trace McSorley with the arm punt? Jameis Winston had some arm punts yesterday where he just threw it up. Total arm punt. There was one that went to Isaiah Hudgens on a 3rd and 8 where he escaped the rush. Total arm punt. Hudgens ran under it. And by the way, that was a play, Kang, you were talking about Anzalone and coverage off the air. Make the point on the air.
Well, a lot of times we get complaints. We get complaints sometimes, guys.
What?
Especially after Lions games. But they'll complain at particularly a defensive back or a safety, right? Someone in the secondary, they're playing a receiver, and the ball goes right over their head and the receiver catches it. And they always say, why didn't he turn around? He could have intercepted it, knocked it down. We got to look at the ball. The reason their coach, a lot of these guys, defenders, when they're in coverage, to not look at the ball is because the second you take your eyes off the receiver, the man you're covering, you turn back, he is gone. You have no idea which direction he went to or how deep he went or whatever. And I think that's what happened with Anzalone. Like Winston had, he extended the play, so it's hard to cover that long already. Anzalone took a peek back at Winston while he left the pocket, and by the time Winston threw the ball, Anzalone knew it was probably his man. He turned, and his man was—I think it might have been the tight end actually on that play. He was streaking down the field, and he caught a long third down reception because
Theo Johnson, yeah,
yeah, because once you take your eyes off the receiver, man, you don't know where he is. That's why they're handsy as well, by the way, because you gotta know where this guy is. These guys are fast, strong, big athletes that in a wide open field, you're gonna lose them.
Chris, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, champ and chump of the week. Champ is gonna be Jake Bates. I think we forget where he came from a minor league. Lions took a chance on him, and he continually makes these kicks that really save us. Watching him put that English on it to go from the inside of the post and barely make it was pretty impressive.
It's amazing. That kick moved 2 different directions.
it was crazy.
Yep.
My jump for the week would be whoever made the call from the Giants to go for it on 4th down instead of kick the field goal and put them up by 6, which gave us the shot to tie it up and go into overtime.
Did you think it was illogical in the moment of time for them to go for a kill shot there?
I did.
I mean, you could see it both ways, right? And if you think it's illogical before he does it, say, why is he doing this? This is stupid. Fine. I know Jonathan Smith is taking some criticism because Michigan State punted on 4th and 2 and didn't try and keep possession to go for a kill shot, walk off field goal to win the game. When you go for the kill shot or you try and take command of a game by doing that and it doesn't work out, I just don't. I didn't think it was illogical, but it's his job to get those calls right. Then that probably is going to contribute to why Kafka won't be seriously considered for this job.
Yeah, I think 4th and goal at this 6, it becomes illogical. 4th and goal, yeah, I do. I think 4th and goal at the 3 is a question. 4th and goal at the 2, I think you do it. But the 6?
2-win team, nothing to lose. Why not? That doesn't apply here at all.
Lost yardage too, right?
They went backwards. And I don't know. I mean, judging by the way the players reacted afterwards, I think the players thought that was a wrong call.
Yeah. Okay.
The players want to win a game. This is now a 6-game losing streak they're going through. They have pride. And when the coach makes a decision that's going to have an impact like that, I think that they were devastated.
It's interesting because I think players usually want to be aggressive, and the offense loves having the ball in their hands with their chance to do it, don't they?
At the 6, though?
I know, but Goff, how many times have the Lions gone for it? And Goff says we love it. We love that he shows faith in us.
Yeah, but I don't think that, I mean, if we looked at all the 4th down attempts the Lions have gone for, it wasn't like the end of the game, but it was like where they had to because it's do or die. I would be surprised to see if it was a high percentage or any, I mean, anything more than 10% of the times where it was more than 3 yards on fourth down they go for.
I don't know why we're doing New York radio. Let's go.
Well, the thing was, the funny thing is, they fired their defensive coordinator today, the Giants. I know, right? Not,
yeah.
But if I were him, I'd be like, well, we held them to a 59-yard field goal to tie the game, and you're going to fire me now? If you would have kicked a field goal, maybe we could have won the game because I'm intrigued. You know, we held
them. Maybe, you know, I think, I don't know if it was you that said this before the show when we were talking about this. Maybe the defensive coordinator said something in the locker room.
I bet he did because.
And like, what are you doing? Maybe, like, what on the hell are you doing? We had the game won. All you had to do is kick a field goal at the end of regulation, force them to go all the way down the field. I trust my defense and my boys to get it done. In fact, we got it stopped where they had to kick a 59-yarder just to tie the game because you screwed up. Okay, you're gone.
Yeah, I find it intriguing that interim coach can fire anybody.
Well, maybe it was encouraged by higher up.
Might have been. Corey in Detroit. What's up, Corey?
Doug and Gator, how are you guys?
We're good, Corey. Thank you.
I'm doing good, man. I'll say today I want to do a champ and chump. I'm going to do a champ for my sister Erica Ray and the entire staff at McLaren Macomb. She was diagnosed a day before her one-year anniversary, diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she rang the bell last week, and that was big for our entire family. So champ to her.
Bravo.
That's great.
Yep, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I won't do a chump because I'm usually critical when I call you guys, but I will do a rebuttal and just say who's was worse between Anzalone and Derek Barnes. Like, let Winston catch the pass and didn't even push him out of bounds or nothing. Like, that play was horrible, but I'll let you guys go ahead.
Look, those guys probably would say those were not their finest moments.
No. No. Yeah, Anzalone didn't make the tackle the passer of the play, and then Barnes didn't make the tackle on the receiver on the play. Bad look all around, and I think it's a yuck throw it in the garbage. They won the game. It doesn't matter. Move on to they're already – it's absolutely 100% thoughts on Green Bay.
248-539-9797. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. Come via ticket text frequently. Did I read this one yet? Yesterday was actually embarrassing. Did I read this one?
I don't recall.
Yesterday was actually embarrassing, especially after what Dallas did to Philly. Really? 9 points? Then a big turd against the Giants? Lions made a deadbeat quarterback look like a Hall of Famer.
So they scored 34 points and won the game. They had nearly 500 yards in offense. That's the good news. The bad news was the defense gave up over 500 yards in offense to a backup quarterback. And I think there's something to work on there. I would just caution this. When I watch the game and I recall what happened and I look at my notes, but plenty of notes, I'm led to thinking that there were some huge mistakes made by the Lions defense. Missed assignments, coverage mishaps. Yeah. And that
was
to
the
me,
running back out of the backfield. Was a Tracy wide open on that little bootleg?
Yes.
Blown assignment.
There were several blown assignments. And that to me is easier to take than just getting beat. Well, it's easier to take because they won the game, so I don't care as much. But if you're Dan Campbell and crew and you're trying to correct these mistakes, it's easier to correct a missed assignment than it is to correct, oh my God, you just got beat because you're not quick enough, you're not strong enough for the line, or you're just not good enough, period. So I would caution that.
248-539-9797. Embarrassing, by the way, is losing to the Giants.
That would have been embarrassing.
Which Philly did.
Lions did not.
No.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
See who got his first NFL win? And his
What's
first
that?
NFL start?
Who's that?
Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, yeah. Your guy.
Well, it's not necessarily my guy. It's just I couldn't believe how much the media had soured on him and just eviscerated him a week ago for, you know, not playing all that well after having, you know, 64 seconds of practice time and gets thrust into a game and isn't terribly effective, and then it gets a full week of practice with the ones and helps to lead his team to a victory. Now, the defense did have 10 sacks in the game. That was important, but they did score as an offense. They were able to move the ball down the field, and good for Shedeur. I don't know how good he's going to be moving forward, but it's, I think it's interesting. And Stefanski, I don't know about Stefanski as a coach, man. Sometimes you just wonder if he's the right guy or not. And they've had like 6 quarterbacks there, and they're still not sure who the guy is. The guy leads you to victory, and he's not going to commit to him, I guess, just yet to be the quarterback for the next game. We'll see how that works out. But NFL's funny.
Hey, just a update here coming out of Ann Arbor regarding some injured players.
Okay.
Big game coming up on Saturday. Sherrone Moore says Rod Moore is out for Saturday.
Ooh.
The senior safety has missed a bunch of time this year, recovering from a knee injury that cost him last year. He is most likely out for the season. I do believe he is still eligible for a redshirt if he wanted to play another year of college football, but he will not play. He, of course, had the game-clinching interception the last time that the Michigan Wolverines hosted the Ohio State Buckeyes. Max Bredesen, they're still waiting word on.
What's wrong with him?
He had his foot in a boot at some point in the game on Saturday at Maryland. Samaj Morgan will be fine. Ernest Hausman is day to day. There was no update that I've seen reported anywhere, and this according to the guys over at the Wolverine. I haven't seen anything on Jordan Marshall. Obviously, they like Bryson Cuzdahl, but Marshall's, you know, one of their two studs. They've already lost one. And, of course, we're waiting for big updates out of Columbus with Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, their two starting receivers, sitting out last weekend against Rutgers. They also lost, who's the linebacker that's so good? Styles. Oh. He left with a injury that wasn't really clear. on how serious it was. Sonny Styles.
That'd be a big loss.
I called his name a ton last year against Michigan.
Now, Ohio State's defense has been pretty stalwart this year.
Yes.
And he's absolutely one of the leaders of that defense.
Ohio State allows like 7.6 points per game.
They've been good.
Which is peak dominant Georgia defense type numbers.
And they scored, 44 or something like that without having those two wide receivers.
They haven't played a game closer than 18 points since the opener against Texas. They've basically had comfortable wins. Michigan, on the other hand.
And they got a 12-year-old at quarterback. I can't believe how young he looks.
Julian Sand?
He looks so young, and he's been so good for them this year.
He's a San Diego kid. Oh, and did you see the forecast?
I did not.
Could be like temperatures in the 20s with a wintry mix. Could be. We're still a few days out.
I remember a game like that recently in Ann Arbor against Ohio State where you had temperatures in the 20s. Mm-hmm. And it was a wintry mix, perhaps snowfall.
I'll try and get a more accurate forecast here, but it's not, it's at the very least
stay whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I'll be watching this as much as anything, but I would imagine, and we're several days out, it says high of 31, it'll get down to 25, winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, chance of snow 50%, snow accumulations less than an inch. So there you go. That's how it stands right now. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Arthur in Grand Blanc. Hi, Arthur.
How you doing, man? Love your show.
Thank you.
Are we a victim of our own success? I mean, we can't lose a game without have a close game. We didn't even lose the game. We won the game. And now everybody acts like we lost because we didn't blow the Giants out. You have to realize these are professional athletes we're playing against. You know, everybody on that team was an All-American or the best player on the team that they played on at some point. So where you might look at them as number five on the depth chart, they don't look at themselves that way. What's that old saying, guys? So a man thinks, so is he.
Ooh, I've not heard that saying. But
I'll tell you what, Arthur, I take full responsibility. I thought this was going to be a blowout. It was not. It was a tight game and a gritty win for the Lions. I'm happy they won. I think there's absolutely things to, as the coaching staff will say, as the players say, clean up. And they're going to have to play better football than that the rest of the way. But I'm not upset.
Totally,
I'm not upset they lost or that they won. I mean, why would you apologize for a win in the NFL?
Exactly. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell. I mean, look, the Dallas game back to the Philly. On any given Sunday, fellas, it can happen to us. We're not above the law. We can have a close game from anybody.
Well,
look,
I mean,
we lost to the Vikings.
It's happened. I keep saying I use this term, but it's happened in the Lions peer group. Chicago won almost the exact same way against the Giants. Green Bay fended off a late drive to beat the Giants. Philly lost to the Giants. So if whatever applies to the Lions as a result of that game, it applies to those teams as well, which are in the mix to win the NFC. I keep using the term, but it's not disqualifying. Kang, you always talk about how close games are in the NFL. There were two teams yesterday that were 13.5 point favorites. The Lions, who won by 7, and the Seahawks, who won by 6. This is the NFL.
No, I mean, you never, never apologize for wins, okay? But sometimes you don't celebrate them as much as you do others, is maybe what I would say. Yep. So, yeah, you take the win, you try to move on. But I think if you're panicked at all, I think you should be panicked about the hole that you've seen so far. Don't just panic about the Giants game. That Giants games can happen to anybody. You just listed off all the teams that they've come close to beating. That can happen to literally any team. I would be more concerned of, like, do we have a long-term issue here from what I've seen as a whole for this team?
Can I ask you a question? What I just brought up, how many people do you think are calling mad today because they bet on the Lions to cover 13.5?
Oh, everyone thought they were going to smoke this team, right?
I mean, I think
maybe it was 10.5. I saw the
13.5 right before kick. Yeah. And I think that was when it was, 13.5? Well, if you felt chesty, and I felt chesty about the Lions, but even I was like, that's a little too chesty.
Jameis Winston has the ceiling of Patrick Mahomes and the floor of Mike McMahon. I'm serious. He is the ultimate wild card backup quarterback.
Yeah.
We've all seen him throw for 500 yards and five TDs. And we've also seen him do some weird stuff out there, eating W. Like, you know, like.
End up throwing three or four interceptions in a game.
Yeah. My advice to gamblers out there, stay away from Jameis Winston games. Completely.
So the Birchie kid tweeted this out. This is really interesting. It says teams that eked past the 2-10 Giants, like the 7-4 Lions, the 9-2 Broncos, the 8-3 Bears, the 7-3-1 Packers. Teams that lost to the Giants, the 8-3 Eagles, the 7-4 Chargers. The Giants are, I mean, they're an eyelash away from being at least a 500 team. They're a tough team. It's a tough out each and every week. They're going through it. And I imagine they're going to be a better team because of this moving forward. In the end, the record's going to be a losing record on the season, guaranteed. And they'll end up with a high draft pick. But what they will have is a healthy Jackson Dart at some point, a defensive line that's pretty good, an offensive line that provided really good protection against the Lions, and an offense that had over 500 yards in offense.
Well, I just crossed my mind as I brought that up. I wonder how many people were motivated to be frustrated because I didn't cover.
I think there were definitely some people.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't like betting local games. They're, you know, just doesn't. I think it starts to warp the perspective. You know, where you start thinking about that stuff, covering point spreads more than winning the actual game.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I don't know any of these callers personally, but I just wonder how many of them actually have money.
By the time, this is according to ESPN, their bet sportsbook, by the time the game started, the spread was 14.5.
Wow.
The total was at 50.5. Mm-hmm. There were 51 points scored. Or sorry, is that 61? My bad, 61 points scored.
There's over 1,000 yards in offense.
You got the over in that one.
I wish we could hear from... Wish we could hear from Calvin Shepard this week. I'm not sure that the coordinators hold their news conference. Like, we're not going to have golf tomorrow because it's a short week. But I bet he would be salty.
He should be salty.
Yeah,
he should be salty. The players should be salty. I'm expecting the players to be very aggressive on Thursday to start this game. Whether that results in a great start and a winning effort, I don't know. Well, that remains to be seen. But I think this team... is the defensive side in particular is pissed.
Yep. Nayrock on Twitch says, over the last three seasons, the Lions have been perfect in covering the number after a loss. People lost their mortgage and homes yesterday. Yeah. There was at 13 losses and followed by 13 straight covers. I bet that person's right that there's a lot of people that went big on the Lions yesterday because of that trend. And the frustration might be reflected a little bit in that. Who knows? I have a new pet peeve. It's not even a new pet peeve. It's something that's starting to drive me crazy. And I'm speaking probably on behalf of everybody. I'm not the only one. God, I hate neutral zone infractions. I hate neutral zone infractions so much.
Yep.
Neutral zone infractions are the worst. And I feel like teams I watch are more guilty than they're not. I think Michigan does it too much too.
Well, Aiden Hutchinson had one that turned a 3rd-and-7 into a 3rd-and-2. And on that play, they ended up with a big conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 3rd, and when it was 3rd-and-7, even though he was offside, it was an incomplete pass. It would have been nice, but that was unfortunate. Then Lee McNeil just lined up offsides on one play. Those are mad. I can give a little bit of leeway to offsides. Like if you're jumping to count, and on that play, I thought that Hutchinson was jumping the count because he was looking at the play clock, and the play clock was down to zero. Like, it could have thrown a flag for delay a game. He tried to time it, and then he gets the flag thrown on him. But the Aleem McNeil one, lining up in the neutral zone is infuriating. You're just there. Like, oh yeah, I see the ball. Well, do you see where your head's at?
Yeah.
Or your hand?
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Todd is on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Todd.
Hey guys, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My champ, I just wanted to give it overall to, I mean, the Lions. I mean, just I believe it was just a team effort, you know. The chump, like I told Chang, my chump is kind of I was at the game yesterday, and there were people leaving in droves early, kind of like going back to the caller Paul from earlier. But it was also a lot of the guys that were leaving around me, and it kind of goes back to a little bit what you just mentioned, Doug, about the people betting and probably losing. That was the other thing I was noticing around us, is so many people were more concerned about looking at their phones and like their fantasy league or, you know, their bets and stuff like that. And I'm looking at my wife and I'm like, there's a game right in front of us. What are all these people doing? They're staring at their phones at, you know, at their fantasy league.
Yeah. look, everybody's got their own priorities, and you can prioritize whatever you want. I get a little frustrated with the whole gambling aspect of it. But
another thing I just wanted to throw out there too, when we were standing in line to get into the game yesterday, we met a couple from that I thought were from New York. Got to talking to them, and it was actually the parents of a guy that played that plays for the Giants. He's a linebacker, but he was on special teams yesterday, I guess. But I wanted to also give a shout out, I guess, to Detroit as a whole, because they said they were absolutely amazed at Ford Field and everything around Ford Field. Their son actually played for the Chiefs last year, and they said, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this whole setup down here downtown for your field, they're like hands down is better than Kansas City. Hands down was better than the Cowboys Stadium, which I was absolutely floored with. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And they said, no, the billions that Jerry Jones spent down there, they're like, you guys got it going on here in Detroit. Like, what a great setup.
It's pretty crazy, because I think it has to do with when your stadium is in the middle of a massive parking lot, Silverdome style. It has no ambiance. It has nowhere to hang out that is even remotely attractive. You tailgate in a parking lot. I think the idea that downtown Detroit, I remember when Ford Field first opened, Todd, we took shows of people that were worried about, where am I going to park? How are we going to get in and out? And I realized quickly it was way better than the Silverdome, because there's a million places to park. So everybody's going a different direction. So there's not one way in and one way out. I mean, it's not like there isn't traffic. But traffic to get to Lions games downtown, my experience, way better than traffic when they were in the Silverdome. And, yeah, a lot more to do around the game, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they said, like, in Kansas City, they said there's, like, a designated tailgate area. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, you know, or whatever. I mean, I've only been to the Hall of Fame game this year, and then obviously Ford Field multiple times. I haven't been to, you know, other fields around the nation, but just to hear it from somebody that's
cool,
traveled with their son watching them and saying, so far in 2 years, you guys got the best setup so far that we, all the fields that we've been to, you know, that watch our son play. And I was like, man, that's awesome.
I like it.
Yeah, Ford Field's great, and all the little pockets around there that you can tailgate at, the different parking lots that there are, and, you know, you can really get a feel. And it's right in the heart of downtown. So you're right, Doug. That's the big difference between that and the Silverdome, is that, you know, you go to park at any one of these, you know, 100 parking lots, and as you're walking from there to the game, you can stop off at any bar or restaurant that's along the way, and there's a ton of them. Or you can hang out and have some beers outside your car with some friends. It's actually pretty great.
Today's football coverage presented by Paramount Plus, now streaming on Paramount Plus. It's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season now, streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Great show. Also, news from the NFL. Kevin Stefanski has announced that Shedeur Sanders will get his second consecutive start.
Congratulations on your guy.
Not really my guy. I'm rooting for him, but he's not necessarily my guy.
I think your guy
is... My guy's in Miami. And he's
maybe not, he should start too.
And he's not good.
Your guy's Tua?
No. Tua's backup.
Your guy's not good enough to beat out Tua Tagovailoa?
Oh, wow. Wow.
This hurts.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Who's your guy?
He's a backup in Green Bay. Yeah. How about the other thing? So I'm going to replace Jared Goff with Patrick Mahomes, and a player celebrating a sack kicks Mahomes in the head. What do you think happens? Did you see that yesterday?
No.
Was it overtime? It was late in regulation. No, it wasn't overtime, obviously. It was late in regulation, and Goff gets sacked, and the Giant defensive lineman gets up to celebrate and kicks Goff in the head while he's on the ground.
They showed the replay in the stadium, I guess, and the crowd was booing like crazy.
I heard them boo. I thought that he just got my thought was he just got thrown to the ground late.
No.
He got kicked?
He got kicked in the head as part of the celebration.
Yeah, it was incidental, but it still happened.
Yeah. Just go to like Twitter and type in Goff kicked in the head.
I literally just did that. Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yep.
Whoa, easy, buddy.
Right? If that were Patrick Mahomes, we'd be looking at a suspension.
I mean, that's like the first one's just like step one, and then step two is let's kick you in the head. Like
you
the
know
first
what?
One just barely missed him.
I hear you. I'm not going to complain, but I got a feeling. You know, was anyone worried about the sack at the end of the game with Hutch or the hip drop tackle rule?
Yes, 100%.
I was. Okay, and they didn't call, so I'm like, and that would have been terrible, but it crossed my mind. So if they're not going to call that, I'll forgive him kicking Goff in the head because he's okay.
Well, it's because Jameis Winston isn't Patrick Mahomes. Dude, all the memes last week when that official, I get what he tears
Achilles.
Oh, yeah,
that's Mahomes, it's a penalty.
But the official, the official in the Texans, who did the Texans play on Thursday night? Was it Bills?
Bills? Yeah, Bills, yep.
So an official tore his Achilles, and people were tweeting out bad news for the Chiefs. another one had Kansas City's logo, and it said, Chief out remainder of the season.
It was they can't avoid the injury bug.
Yes.
The ref is out. He's down.
Oh, my goodness.
Heartbreaking news. Chiefs lose. Critical. Chiefs season comes to an end. I mean, it was hysterical the way this got treated around the country. Everybody was talking about how the Chiefs lost a key player and an official. But in Goff's case, I mean, if that were Patrick Mahomes, you think we'd be seeing that on loop today?
I'm starting to think the league does not care for Jared Goff. At least the officials don't.
Why?
I mean, go back to this is going back to the ridiculous shot he took in the playoff game against Washington last year, where he almost got knocked the F out on an interception or a fumble return, and just absolutely got clocked helmet to helmet, and nothing. No, it's okay. Go ahead and do that. And then it feels like there's been a few other plays where he has gotten manhandled or slammed late after the play and nothing. It's okay. You're just Jared Goff. Get up. Toughen up.
Merely. Yeah, I don't know if I don't believe in conspiracies. But
no, I don't either.
Yeah, the fact is he got kicked in the frickin' head. Rico Beard's in studio and joining us now.
What conspiracy are we talking, gentlemen?
No, there's no conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
We don't believe in conspiracies, but
I do, so that's what I was wondering.
Okay.
What's going on, guys?
What do you got planned coming up next?
I was listening to your show, so I take it Holmes won?
Oh, Brad Holmes ran away with Chump of the Weekend.
Okay. And because he didn't, address the team needs or...
Because
he missed a tackle,
I guess. Because they wanted it's more. I think it's probably latent trade deadline angst more than anything.
Yeah. Well, no, that was a very, 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 very concerning game. It was unfortunately, I would put it more as the Giants lost rather than you won.
Why?
Because the Giants were in control of that game pretty much the entire game, and then they gagged it away.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, Gibbs was the man. But, yeah, Jameis was out there looking like he was a Hall of Famer.
I got to tell you, I went from disliking Jameis Winston to actually liking him.
You know, I needed him to win just because I wanted to hear what he had to say afterwards.
Well, you could listen to him afterwards after a loss, too.
I know, but it's not the same.
I didn't need him to win that game. I need him to win a game.
Else,
yeah, but don't win that game.
And they didn't.
No.
Good news.
All right, well, we got a short week, so we'll have plenty of preview of the Lions in Green Bay coming up later this week. You guys have a great show, all right?
Yeah, Green Bay got a bye week yesterday.
Well, hope they don't get healthy all of a sudden. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.